In a kingdom long ago, a man dared to protest against the king. The king, known for his arrogance, could not tolerate dissent and commanded his soldiers to seize the man and sentence him to death. James, the protester, accepted his fate without resistance. "My lord," he implored, "I will accept your judgment, but I beg of you one final grace. Allow me a brief return to my home to bid my children farewell." The king, unmoved, denied the request. "No, I cannot permit this. There is no assurance that you would return." Amidst the tense silence, a voice from the crowd pierced the air. "My lord, take me as a pledge for his return, and should he fail to come back, you may take my life in his stead." The king, taken aback by such an offer, questioned the volunteer. "Why would you risk your life for this man?" With steadfast eyes, the man replied, "My lord, he is my dearest friend, and I trust him. He will return after meeting his family." Convinced, the king granted James 6 hours, just enough time for a round trip to his home. James embraced his family, mindful of the ticking clock. Eager to return, he mounted his horse, but fate, it seemed, had other plans. A fall injured both horse and rider, delaying his return. Meanwhile, at the palace, the sands of time were running low. James's friend stood upon the gallows, prepared to meet his end with a serene smile, content in his sacrifice. As the executioner's hand hovered over the lever, a commotion stirred. The crowd parted, and there was James, breathless and battered, collapsing at the foot of the gallows. "Please stop. I have returned. Release my friend." His friend, tears glistening in his eyes, whispered, "James, go back. I am at peace with taking your place." James, with a heart heavy with gratitude, approached his friend. "Thank you for your sacrifice. Now please leave. This is my burden to bear." The king, witnessing the profound display of loyalty and trust, was deeply moved. "I forgive you both," he declared. "Your friendship has touched my heart. You are free to go." Lesson of the story: the true measure of friendship is not in grand gestures, but in the willingness to stand by each other in times of trial. This tale reminds us that trust and sacrifice are the cornerstones of a bond that can move even the stoniest of hearts. This is the end of the story. I hope you have learned a valuable lesson from it. Thank you for watching, and please subscribe and hit the bell icon for more inspirational stories.